The sheriff said he was honored to be returned to office, but he said that, personally, he thinks it is not good for the public when half a dozen major county offices have no election contests. For his next term, Martinez said he wants to continue the direction his office has followed so far.
With this holistic approach to law enforcement, more community-centric, and continue with the path that I've outlaid, I now am looking and segueing into the more personnel, is I'd like to, you know, expand some programs and continue with this approach. But a lot of, you know, being community-centric, law enforcement is not just going to a call and taking the report and then leaving the person at their home. I believe there's more we can be doing in the community. I believe there's more we can be doing that's proactive. And that's part of my approach now moving forward.
On another topic, we asked him about Utah's controversial lower blood alcohol standard for drivers, which will take effect in January. The sheriff said that will not lead his department to change its practices.
I don't think there's anything that necessarily we're gearing up for per se, Leslie. I think it's just more of a, if we see somebody intoxicated, we're going to deal with them as we have in the past. I know the laws have changed to the 0.05, and that becomes the new standard for DUI. But, you know, before we can even have a traffic stop, we have to observe a violation. We have to observe some sort of a reason to stop them. So the reality is we're not going to be increasing our patrols. I believe there's going to be a statistically, if the number is lower for DUI and we pull people over as the same rate we are, we're probably going to run into more people that meet that new threshold. And then we'll just deal with that at that time.
Officers commonly pull over vehicles and check out the drivers if they notice any issues like inoperative taillights or improper lane changes, but some citizens say they've been detained for the most trivial of reasons. Martinez said it's not his policy to go hunting for drivers. He said they will pull over a car that has a significant issue.
There's a more important, like a taillight out. That becomes a hazard to the motoring traffic and somebody that's behind them. And I want them to pull them over under the purest of intent to notify the driver that your taillight is out. That's it. We're there to make a notification your taillight's out, help them, you know, be more safety conscious. If it by chance, now when we go there with the pure intent of notifying them, nothing more, and all of a sudden the window rolls down, eyes are bloodshot, the odor of alcohol is just emanating out of the vehicle, now that's something that they fell into. But I don't want them to use that as a pretext stop to try to find that person that's DUI. That's not what I believe our intent is to go out there. If we find something, we should act upon it.
Also, he said he was affected by the fire season last summer. While he is not involved with blazes in the National Forest, he's technically the supervisor on fires in the unincorporated county, such as the Tollgate Fire.
Now, I know nothing about firefighting, Leslie, so I pull in the professionals. And as my job, I can relinquish that authority to the fire marshal, which I did almost immediately. But statutorily, I'm responsible for those fires. But we had the one up in Tollgate, and I thought that was handled extremely well between myself, the fire chief of Park City Fire District, and the fire marshal. We were able to get the resources that we needed and have it extinguished before nightfall.
On another item, the Sheriff's Department conducted an active shooter drill this week at South Summit Middle School. Martinez said it's an annual event they conduct in different schools around the county with participation from teachers, students, and parents.
And we get the drama club involved as well. The drama club gets to put on all their makeup and the moulage, and we do a full scenario to keep the first responders sharp and know how to respond to a situation like this. And we don't tell the first responders where it's going to be. We don't tell them how many. They have to figure it out on their own. We're trying to make it as realistic as possible. And by doing that, by pulling the alarm system, having the smoke machines, having the students dressed up and looking, you know, like they're injured and blood and such, it creates for an environment that really makes it as realistic as possible. And like I said, we don't tell them where it's going to be, how many. We want them to figure that on their own. And then it gives us the opportunity to debrief it, to find out where our holes are, to fix it, and to improve upon that. And so,
He said they take care to ensure safety, such as having no loaded weapons in the drill.
We have a staging area, and everybody's weapon is checked. Everybody's weapon is then has a flag put through it. And so you can visually see that the weapon is not a real weapon. The active gunman will have a weapon that has blanks in it, so it has that sound of what a real weapon would sound like. But the officers going in, the first responders going in, their weapons are checked, double checked, triple checked, and the flags put through it, so that when they do enter, they're not loaded at all.
Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.